Reading for September 4th, entitled Scenes of the Second Advent. For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 22. Every satanic agency is now at work with power from beneath. The day of death is not set before us in the Word as the great, constraining motive impelling us to be wide awake and determined in improving our opportunities. What motive does God present in His Word to all His workers? The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly. Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 14. And before the coming of this last great day, we are to proclaim the last message of mercy to a fallen world, to prepare men and women for the Lord's second coming. Everything that can be devised by the enemy to occupy the mind and to divert attention from this message will be devised. But we are to go forward in the proclamation of the word of the Lord. The end of all things is at hand. The coming of the Lord in the clouds of heaven, with power and great glory, is very near. In the day of his coming, the last great trumpet is heard, and there is a terrible shaking of earth and heaven. The whole earth, from the loftiest mountains to the deepest mines, will hear. Everything will be penetrated by fire. The tainted atmosphere will be cleansed by fire. The fire having fulfilled its mission, the dead that have been laid away in the grave will come forth, some to the resurrection of life, to be caught up to meet their Lord in the air, and some to behold the coming of him whom they have despised, and whom they now recognize as the judge of all the earth. All the righteous are untouched by the flames. They can walk through the fire, as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walked in the midst of the furnace, heated 7 times hotter than it was wont to be heated. The Hebrew worthies could not be consumed, because the form of the fourth, the Son of God, was with them. So in the day of the coming of the Lord, smoke and flame will be powerless to harm the righteous. Those who are united with the Lord will escape unscathed. Earthquakes, hurricanes, flame, and flood cannot injure those who are prepared to meet their Savior in peace. But those who rejected our Savior and scourged and crucified him will be among those who will be raised from the dead to behold his coming in the clouds of heaven, attended by the heavenly host, 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. This scene has been presented before me as fully as I could bear to behold it. Then the scene has changed, and scenes of things existing at the present time have passed before me. Taken from manuscript 159, dated September 4th, 1903, entitled A Message to Leading Physicians.